T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge is set for June 21st at Billy Hardwick's here in Memphis. That is next Friday night. The night after the NBA draft. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can get more information and tickets or register a team at BillyHardwicks.com. The men behind the event are both former University of Memphis football stars and NFL veterans. One of them is Marcus Bell, and the other is a former pro bowler who led the NFL in rushing touchdowns in both 2008 and 2015. I am, of course, talking about D'Angelo Williams, and he joins me now. D'Angelo, it's Gary Parish. How you been, man?
Hey, man, I've been okay, man. How about yourself?
Everything's good in my world. So I was knowing I'm in advance I'm going to talk to you today, I said I need to figure out what D'Angelo's been up to. And so I go to all your social media platforms, and best I can tell, what you've been up to is bragging about being an amazing Uno player.
Yeah, I currently don't hold the belt right now.
Oh, no.
My wife won it on Monday. So we have a rule in our house, if you didn't win it and it doesn't belong to you, don't touch it. So I've just been watching. She's been leaving it in certain places, like in my favorite spots where I normally sit, just to see if I'd move it. So she's actually definitely been giving me a hard time since I lost it.
So has Uno always been a thing in your life, or is this something you picked up in retirement?
No, see, we normally, we would play with, like, close friends and family, just kind of at the house. And then, you know, we got some friends that had some friends, and we kind of put a group together. And, like, all 10 of us, so on game night now, we used to play, you know, Cards Against Humanity, charades, taboo, stuff like that. And, you know, it just turned out, I was like, you know what, let's see about playing Uno. And everybody was like, Uno? Man, whatever. I was like, the way we play, man, to have you addicted, and we've been playing ever since.
That is awesome. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here. He is going to be putting on the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge. It's next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's. You can get more information at BillyHardwicks.com. And then the following night, going to be an awesome event as well at Horseshoe down in Robbinsville. So this is Saturday, June 22nd. It's the Laughs for Le Bonheur. Show starts at 7:30. Gary Owen, Rodney Perry, among those scheduled to perform. D'Angelo is going to be there. Marcus Bell is going to be there. Mike Miller is supposed to be there. Thaddeus Young is supposed to be there. And as long as I make it back from New York City in time and okay, I'm going to be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that weekend.
You won't be here for the bowling thing. So you just like a lot of other people, they try to skip out on it because they know they can't beat me.
I can't. I would never skip out on it intentionally. I think I'm like actually going to be on an airplane.
Oh, okay.
but if I happen to get back in time and I can make it work, I will be there as well because my buddy Scott Maines has got a team in the event. So
Scott's best place he can finish in is second because I'm always first.
Okay, I'm going to pass that along to him. But, hey, help me out. How much work goes into putting on a weekend like this?
Oh, it's a lot of work, man, because, you know, you got a lot of different parts and – you know, sometimes it's just like any other business or any other charity event where, you know, there's a lot of Indians because we have a lot of people that want to come out and help and continue to make things better. But it's difficult because whatever message you start with, you got to make sure that you don't deviate from that message and continue to do what it is that you wanted to do in terms of, you know, the bowling event is at this location, golf is at another location. And, you know, you got a comedy show, so you're dealing with talent as well. So there's a lot of things, but, you know, it's all worth it just to give back to the city.
No question. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams. You can get more information on the bowling event at BillyHardwicks.com. And then the Last for Le Bonheur event is going to be the following night at Horseshoe. What are you better at, bowling or Uno?
Ooh.
Tough question.
Yeah, it is a tough question. I'm going to go Uno, man. You know, I don't really lose much. It's just that, you know, when you're as great as I am at the game, when you get beat, everybody want to let you know you got beat because it's very rare.
And so when will be your first opportunity to get the Uno belt back?
Monday.
Okay, Monday night. So we'll be checking social media to see if you are if you're wearing the belt once again or if your wife retains it with a successful defense on Monday night. Talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star, former Pro Bowl running back in the NFL. Most of us, and it's been a while since I talked to you, so apologize if I'm just sounds like I'm catching up, but most of us don't have an opportunity to pursue a career out of college and then retire in our 30s comfortably. What's a normal day look like for D'Angelo Williams right now?
Well, it's funny that you say that. The life D'Angelo would love to live is sleeping all day, just kind of sitting back, relaxing, recharging the batteries from all my years of playing football. But guess what? Life does not work that way. My wife makes me get up and work out. Mm-hmm. She wakes me up at 6:30 because we got to drop the kids off. And when we drop the kids off at school, we'll go work out. And then after we finish working out, we'll go grab, like, lunch. And by that time, it's time for me to pick up my middle child. We'll go pick her up. Then we wait for 30 minutes, and then our other daughter get off. And then at that point in time, our kids don't care what we did all day. They just know that they want family time with mommy and daddy. So we either go ride bikes or take them to go do something. And then after that, we repeat until the weekend, and then that's when everybody's exhausted.
That's awesome. That sounds like life. I know it's vastly different than you were used to, but
very different.
Very different.
It's very different. And the reason why I have to say it's very different, just to kind of give people just a little insight, because you have to understand, I've been playing college football. I played high school football, no responsibilities, college football, no responsibilities. And then, you know, once you transition over into the NFL and then you decided, you know, you want to get kids, you're still working. Football doesn't change. So, you know, the wife used to take care of the kids most of the time. I didn't see any of this on the back end. Mm. Like, this was different for me. But then being able to just get adjusted now, being retired, you know, I didn't get a chance to see my first daughter. I didn't see her walk because I mean, you couldn't miss a football game because you want to spend time with your family. Like, there was no off days when you needed them off. So, you know, being able to enjoy this time and transition over from being super busy all day and the wife's taking care of the kids to where, you know, I get up and the wife roll over and tap me, hey, it's your turn.
I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star, former Pro Bowler in the NFL. He is going to be hosting the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge at Billy Hardwick's June 21st. That's next Friday night, following night down at Horseshoe Laughs for Le Bonheur. Tickets are still available for both. I want to talk to you about some things going on in sports right now, specifically the big news of the week, and that's Kevin Durant having surgery earlier today to repair a ruptured Achilles after being told by team doctors heading into Game 5 of the NBA Finals that this was not a risk for him. They thought the worst case, and Steve Kerr reiterated this today, they were told the worst case scenario for Kevin would be re-aggravating or re-injuring the calf. The Achilles was not supposed to be an issue, and yet here we are. You are a former professional athlete who had to trust the advice of team doctors throughout your career. How weird of a situation can that be sometimes when the people who are telling you whether you are okay to play or not are also employed by your employer?
Well, so first of all, I'm not a medical doctor. And sure. I've never really been put in that situation. But at the same time, like, there's no consequences or repercussions of you listening to a physician and going out there and doing what it is you do. Because, you know, if you look at how the fan support is set up, they're set up for, you know, people to cheer for teams first, players are second or third as it comes to just their relationship. So with that being said, like, if a physician told you, hey, go out there, there's a lot of people that's like, man, he ain't have to go out there if he didn't want to. If he didn't feel right, like, there's nothing else stopping you when a physician say, yes, you're okay to play. They go tell your coaches, like, yeah, it's okay for you to play. It's just that he don't want to play, or he's just not tough, or right, he's just not this, he's just not that. And a lot of people are not as fortunate as Kevin Durant. A lot of people are less fortunate, meaning they don't have the name and don't have the M's in their bank account within the where they can make those personal decisions. But again, at the same time, like, when you're talking about a Achilles rupture, He could have not played that game, game five, not ruptured it, and ruptured it next year and would have been out all season. It's a ticking time bomb. You don't know when it was going to happen. The question is, do we know for a fact that it was a calf strain and not an Achilles strain?
Right. They are still holding to the story that the initial injury was not Achilles-related, that it was calf-related, but I think it's reasonable to say not everybody buys that. I'm not here to call anybody a liar, but not everybody accepts that, given what we saw happen just a couple of nights ago.
I'm gonna go on record and say it's a lie.
There you go.
I mean, I know you can't see it, right. But yeah, I 100% think that they're lying to the public. He knew fully what was going on, but if you strain your Achilles tendon, there's no scar over to repair that unless they physically go in and do it. So if that was the case and he did have a strained Achilles, whether he went out and played this year or next year, he was going to eventually pop it anyway.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. I'm talking to D'Angelo Williams here, former University of Memphis star. On the college football front, Memphis and Arkansas announced recently that they're going to renew that series. It's going to be one game in Memphis, two games in Fayetteville. And you obviously were a part of these types of games. It's sort of a divisive subject among Memphis fans. Should Memphis be doing
what?
Yeah, should Memphis? Yeah, go ahead.
We should have got the two games. They should have got the one. But I don't understand. I don't understand why we put Arkansas back on the schedule.
Okay,
Arkansas is a horrible, horrible football team right now, and they're going to be horrible for some time because you know their days of competing in the SEC, they're over. They're absolutely over. You know, they want to say that they're back or they have this defense, they have that defense, and like. It's just like Arkansas want to give us a game now because they need us. We don't need them.
They're going to get you in your home state over this.
Hey, man, they just going to have to get me, man. I'm Memphis blue and blue. Wherever I go, tried and true.
So you would not have put Arkansas on the schedule if you were to Memphis. You'd have said, bring on Alabama now, or Georgia.
I'd have put on some schools that's going to make me look better because us beating Arkansas is not going to get our fan base hype. Like, I mean, it's Arkansas. They're like the Vanderbilts right now. Like, you – I mean, win more than three or four games and then try to get a program with us. If anything, you know, it's one of those money games where we paying them.
Talking to D'Angelo Williams here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So there were two running backs from the University of Memphis, like you selected in this past NFL draft.
Yes.
Obviously, Darrell Henderson.
Henry to L.A. and my man over there in Dallas.
Right, Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, yeah.
What is in front of them in terms of trying to break in and find a place in a league that is obviously difficult to find a place in?
Okay, so, Gary, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is – I'm pretty 100% sure that this is me being unbiased, but people are going to say that I'm biased. All the athletes that come out of Memphis that get this type of opportunity last for a very long time, because nothing in Memphis is given to you. Everything is earned. They don't go to these big name universities where, you know, you're just a big fish, or you could be a small fish in a big pond, but because you got the right guys around you, they're able to hide you, and then you go on to college and you go on to the NFL and you never hear anything from them. But here in the National Football League, if you're coming from Memphis, you hear stuff from us because we know how to work and we're gonna continue to work. So when I see them making an opportunity, I see longevity, I see long, fruitful careers, and I see guys that are going to ball out. Like, they're turning heads already, and it shouldn't be a turn heads thing. These guys are great players.
Do you remember people being skeptical of you because you played at Memphis instead of Michigan?
Yeah, back in those days, man, yeah, we got it all the time. I didn't care. I was like, if you feel that way, line them up. Line them up. Whoever you want to put out in front of me, like, that's what people don't understand. We don't set the schedule. It's not like the players can set the schedule. Like, we can walk up and we can handpick the teams that we want to play. We obviously wouldn't play some of the teams that we played.
Are you far enough removed from your NFL career now to be able to appreciate what you did? Like, to be in that league as long as you were is improbable. To lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns multiple times. I mean, even if you have high dreams coming out of college, that is that's like the odds of achieving those things are so small. Are you able to properly appreciate it now?
I Gary, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, I guess it's a different situation for me because I don't look at the stats. I didn't care about any of that. I just knew that touchdowns, yards, all that equals dollars.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, being from the position that I was coming in, you know, being a kid that didn't have nothing to, you know, imagine that. Like, a kid that didn't have a dollar to his name was probably in debt, walking into, like, millions of dollars and thrown to the wolves, like, hey, go get it. So with that being said, I didn't want to spend not $1. But at the same time, I played it for the money. Like, I just knew that I'm going to give you the best that I got, but I know that equal dollar signs, I need that because I had to take care of my family, my wife and kids, and that was the reason why I played. So as far as, like, looking at stats and knowing what I did and, you know, being thankful for it, like, I remember my time more at Memphis than I do my NFL career because that's where everything was made at. That's why I love the university so much. And, you know, I could tell you all the stats back then,
right,
because – I love football, but then once you transition over to the NFL and you get hurt and you start seeing numbers and you see how the business works, then you treat it as a business and continue to be the businessman that you are.
It's interesting to hear you acknowledge that approach because so often you hear professional athletes say, you know, I'm playing for the love of the game. I'm playing for this. You were trying to accumulate.
Man, I tell you what, Gary, all the ones that say they play for the love of the game, and you can poll any one of them. The ones that say I play for the love of the game or I'll play for free, man, they just saying that because they want the fans to be on their side. Like, that's any job that you good at, you ain't going to do it for free.
Is that I saw you.
And if that's the case, why are you holding out for more money?
Right.
It's
always the guys who are doing it for the love of the game who won't show up to a voluntary mini camp.
I just tell you, like, man, I ain't showing up unless you pay me.
Right.
Then I'm the bad guy. But if the other guy, like, hold out and been saying his whole career, he playing because he loves the game. No, he's not. He's just saying what y'all want him to hear. He really paying for the same thing everybody else paying for, them checks. Just like coaches coached it for them checks. Somebody got to support their family.
And it's the exact reason I would never criticize Le'Veon Bell for doing what he did. Like, you guys only have so many years to do this. You have to maximize every contract.
I was so upset about that whole Le'Veon Bell situation, man. Not at Le'Veon Bell, but right, how the organization handled it because, you know, it's okay for a team to cut a player because he's not living up to his contract, but vice versa, it's an issue. When you outplay the contract and you want more money and the organization tell you no, then the fan support behind you is like, oh, you greedy. But say it's a great cut when the organization do it. Like, I just think that's why I say the fans these days don't understand the business aspect of it. And Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers was giving him $12 million guaranteed. And then he was playing from $12 million guaranteed, and then he was playing from year to year. And they was like, well, you know, they honor their deals. They do this. They do that. Like, there's no security in that. But if you give me $35 million guaranteed or $45 million guaranteed, and then now for the first 3 years, I know for a fact that you're not going to cut me in the first 3 years. But you may cut me shortly thereafter. But guess what? I just got $28 million more or $18 million more that through signing with the Jets than I did with the Steelers.
And,
like, it just makes more sense.
And if they invest $35 million in you, they might not make you touch the ball 50,000 times a season.
There you go, Gary. But, you know, us is like you as a media guy, me as a guy that played football, and you playing football and just understanding the business. Like, you can't get the average fans to see that. They just feel like it's just greed, greed, greed. But be the first people to go in their office at their job and say, hey, I need a raise.
Wrap it up here with D'Angelo Williams, former University of Memphis star, pro bowler in the NFL. Last thing before I let you go, explain to people how much fun they're going to have if they come to the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's.
It's going to be awesome, man, because, you know, I haven't lost yet. You know, you get trophies for winning. Obviously, they won't get one because I'm going to win. But, you know, it's great to come out and, you know, see what's going on. Like, everything's going back, you know, to the University of Memphis. I mean, not University of Memphis, to the Memphis community from, you know, literacy programs there in Memphis and, you know, and the camp.
That is D'Angelo Williams, former University of Memphis star. He's going to be involved hosting the 2019 Phenomenal Pro Celebrity Bowling Challenge next Friday night at Billy Hardwick's. The night after that, Saturday, June 22nd, last for LeBonner, down at Horseshoe in Robbinsonville. D'Angelo, it's awesome to hear how well things are going for you. I couldn't be happier for you, and I look forward to seeing you next weekend, man. I can't wait for that.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate you for having me, man. I normally get a lot of flack from Razorback fans, but I'm just, hey, I'm Memphis again, through and through.
All right, brother. People love you for it. I'll see you soon.
All right.
All right, baby. That's D'Angelo Williams, a former University of Memphis star, saying that Memphis should not lower itself to play the Arkansas Razorbacks until the Razorbacks can win more than two or three games a year. That boy, you got to go back home now.
I love it.
They don't like that so much over there in Arkansas. But
did he say anything that was wrong?
I mean, he's not wrong in terms of the caliber of the football program in its current state. I guess if you're Memphis and you're hoping to play a high-level SEC team, you hope that Arkansas gets it turned around before those games actually get here on the calendar. We're a few years out from that, so they got time, but
Sure. Certainly
they do need to get to fixing things in Fayetteville because it's not going too well. They got to get that football program fixed and that men's basketball program fixed. I think they got the right guy in basketball, and Eric Musselman. We'll see if they got the right guy in football. D'Angelo Williams was here. Awesome. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.